is spelled, the kitchen spelled wrong.
I didn't, what, on what box? Oh, yeah, I didn't spell that, dude. That's a box I got from somebody on YouTube. Or not YouTube, Craigslist. Anyway.
Hey!
It's podcast number two.
Hey, take Caleb, number three.
Late, as always. Hey, don't be Matt. That's Matt's job.
Okay.
So, anyway. Yeah, like Anthony said, I done messed up in the last one, and during mic check, I accidentally left Caleb's mic muted, so we had a good solid 45 minutes of audio, and I realized Caleb wasn't actually being recorded, so sorry about that.
And speaking of Caleb, you should probably introduce Caleb.
I should probably introduce Caleb. So,
on today's let's go with podcast.
Introductions. On today's podcast, I am Logan.
I'm Anthony.
Obviously.
And I am Caleb.
And I half expected you to say I am Groot. Anyway.
I could have seen that.
That's Vin Diesel. I can't do that.
Okay, so Caleb, I believe we do have a couple of shout-outs to do. So let's have you start out with our first one.
Oh, gosh, the third time I've done this.
I know it is.
All right. So the first shout-out we'd like to throw out there is to me, Caleb, because
you conceited idiot.
Yeah, well, you know, I feel like I should fund myself.
Yeah, but for real, for the audience who doesn't know, Caleb is basically our consultant for production for videos. He's not really a full-time member here, but he is going to be on from time to time when he is allowed because of school. And I really do appreciate your donation, Caleb, and that really helps out.
This is for the time being.
Right, until
eventually,
you're able.
I'll be able to do this more often. Summer, maybe. We'll see.
Right, but our other shout-outs, Anthony, go ahead and give the second one.
The second one would have to be to our AV teacher, Miss Vanderlaan.
Yes, shout-out to Julie Heiss Vanderlaan. She's a wonderful woman, a marvelous teacher, and a great mentor and friend. She was our AV teacher through high school, and she put up with us for 3 years, 4 years total. And I just would like to thank her for putting up with all of our Batman, Lord of the Rings, and Star Wars debates, along with teaching us everything that we know about editing, camera angles, and all that fun stuff. So thank you to Julie.
I still piss her off all
I know,
the time.
You work for her. That's just what
congratulations,
happens.
Congratulations, Caleb.
I do it all the time.
Caleb's the only one here actually doing what he wants to do.
Hey.
I try.
I mean, hey, Anthony, you're going to school. You really want to do AV stuff, but you're going to college, and I work at a gas station, let's be honest.
Valid point.
Okay, so...
it's a very nice gas station.
It is. It's one of the nicest ones around here, but it's also very friendly. We have to greet all of the pumps, and it's very infuriating because half the time the people are, like, confused. But and also I'd like to give one more shout-out to my theater tech teacher, Amber Schreier. And I just really like to thank her for putting up with me and all my antics and teaching me everything I know about audio setup and how to run a board, set up mics properly, all that fun stuff.
I guess she didn't teach you
teacher.
How to unmute.
No,
stuff,
I just forgot. I pulled a dummy. It's been like a year and a half since I've been doing this stuff, so give me some credit here.
Congratulations.
Hey, I still know how to EQ better than most people.
At least better than Caleb.
Yeah, Caleb...
I'm not an audio person. I'm a visual.
Yeah, you're also not an editor.
I'm better at editing now.
You're better at now?
Yeah, he's gotten a little bit better.
Do you use shortcuts?
I don't. Yes, I use shortcuts. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I've always used shortcuts.
You didn't at first.
Yes, I did.
I don't remember that.
Did you learn how the white balance?
Shut up. It wasn't white balance. It's color correct.
Yeah,
coming from the colorblind person.
Yeah. Shut up, Anthony. You don't have any right to talk about Kyle.
I was still better than him.
He's better than I was. I just didn't care.
Yeah, color balancing is trivial.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. So, hey, while we're on the topic of film, I would like to bring up big news. Spider-Man is coming to the Marvel MCU.
That sounds pretty cool. Interesting.
It is actually a big deal. I know, Anthony, you haven't really heard of a whole lot about that.
Nope.
Well, now he has.
Well, yeah, since I told him. But for everybody, I'll just humor you guys real quick. Basically, the deal is Sony is going to allow Disney to use Spider-Man in any of their movies that are superhero-themed, but Sony will not get any royalty fees for that. Likewise, Disney will not get any royalty fees for any other Spider-Man features by Sony, But character crossovers are going to be allowed. So let's say Disney puts out a, like Captain America, we may possibly see Spider-Man in that. And
we probably will, since he's set to appear in.
Yeah, that was kind of the big deal. And as well as if Sony puts out a movie, we may actually see the Hulk or Captain America or Iron Man in some of those. So
any
that'll
of the
be...
Marvel characters could show up in the Sony.
Right, so it could be very interesting
and that's
to see that.
So, and that's not even, I mean, like, for Sony, they can send over other characters as well, just besides Spider-Man, so we could see possibly Venom or Carnage, probably not, but it's a possibility.
Right, anything else from that they have the rights to?
Pretty much every Spider-Man character.
Yeah, greedy Sony. So, yeah, that's that.
Alrighty.
Anthony, I believe you had a little bit of a list going for us.
Yeah, I did. So, and I know that Logan didn't really fully realize this, but I'd like to point out the differences between us and the fact that I have a Samsung phone, Logan has a iPhone, and Caleb has a Windows phone. But the weird thing about Caleb is he's got a Windows phone with a Samsung tablet and a Mac for his computer.
Yeah, he's a man of diversified interests.
Yes, he is.
I know. I like to spread my loyalties everywhere.
Spreading your loyalties.
Spreading the loyalties.
A little bit like seed.
I love how, though, like, with the different phones we have, like, you've got the iPhone, Anthony's got the crap Samsung, and...
Yep.
I'm joking. Samsungs are awesome. And then I've got the Winblow phone, and... They're bringing this whole podcast together because we're using them to contact each other because Anthony sucks and is in Indiana.
Hey.
That is true. We'd like
no
to point
negativity.
Out we, yeah, no negativity. We established that last week. But we did get our technical difficulties resolved, and we are now using Skype. So that should solve a lot of our issues with dropping calls between Anthony and us.
Unless Caleb wants to ignore it.
Here's the thing. About the negativity thing. You established that last week. I wasn't here last week. So, screw you.
But you still have to abide by the rules of last week.
Abide. No.
Obey.
Obey.
Your ape overlords.
Nah, I will bring the negativity. That's my job, right?
Okay. So, obeying ape overlords, that's a little bit of a sci-fi joke. And on sci-fi... In recent science news, NASA has announced their plans for a nuclear-powered submersible probe that they are going to be sending to, I believe it's Jupiter's moon, Titan, or Saturn, I don't remember, I'm not a huge space guy. But I did see this on Reddit, and I think it's pretty interesting that they're going to be sending a probe about all the way there, and then it's going to be underwater, and it's nuclear-powered, and the radioisotope that they're going to be using to power it is supposed to be able to power it for a 90-day, 2,000-kilometer journey underwater. And, you know, none of us are really sure what NASA's looking for out there, just stuff, kind of like Spaceballs and the quest for stuff.
Yeah. Well, they're looking for a purpose. That's what they're looking for.
Yeah, I mean, NASA really doesn't have much of a purpose anymore. I mean, yeah, they got satellites up in space for us to use phones. Woo!
I'd like to point out, they probably wake up laughing, like, you know, like when people are like, so what do you do for a living? I look for stuff.
Right. I do things.
I do these things where I look for stuff, and
we
really
don't
know what we're looking
for. Guys that work at NASA, like, what do you do? I don't really know.
You know, they spend like billions of dollars of private investors' money to send probes out into space that we are never going to get back.
That and we don't even know if we're going to find anything.
Nope. I mean, we've spent like the last, 50 years just sending junk out there. Voyager, the one that landed on a comet a couple of weeks ago. Well, months now. And now this one that they're going to be sending.
Yeah.
We're going to find that junk they sent out.
Yeah, and the Mars rover.
Oh,
you know, we basically
just
dumped that on Mars. It's just kind of there now.
Do you guys remember, like, what was it, like, maybe a year ago with the Mars rover making the shape of the male genitalia.
Yes, I do remember that. I remember seeing a Reddit picture, and it was like, you know, the whole X price list, or X is like $50, Y is like $120, Z is whatever. It was like research and development was thousands of dollars, sending it to Mars was thousands of dollars, drawing a penis on the Martian surface,
priceless.
It made me laugh. I mean, come on. That's like basic human thing is he drew a penis.
I like to point out like your segue for this conversation was the, you were like, speaking of sci-fi, let's go to science.
Yep.
So science fiction to science.
Hey, thanks for ruining my segue. I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good.
It was absolutely awful.
But well, I didn't ask you.
Speaking about being far, far away, what do you guys think about the new Star Wars movies?
I'm really excited for that, actually. I know there's been a lot of concern about J.J. Abrams being the director and him having also directed Star Trek. And I keep hearing people want to do crossovers between the two, and I think that's absolutely impossible. Because
I think people are just, they're worried about the lens flares. That's all they're worried about.
Yes, but I've heard people wanting to do crossovers, and you can't do that. No. One's sci-fi and one's sci-fantasy.
No, just no.
I know, it's... It wouldn't work. I don't understand why people would want to do that.
Yeah, the biggest thing I've heard, complaint-wise, for this new movie is the lightsaber.
Yes.
I don't even see the problem with that.
It's science fiction. It's stupid. Science fantasy, so who gives a crap?
The entire thing is stupid.
Yeah, but Darth Maul's double-sided lightsaber could have been the same way. I mean, if they had not revealed that yet and it was revealed in the movie, I think it would have been a lot better.
Maybe.
Anthony did the math on this thing, so... I made fun of him for probably an hour when he was telling me about this, because he was saying like, "Hey, me and my roommates, we did the math on this. We had a discussion about this, and we found that it would not work." And it's like, "Yeah,
well, yeah, the very basic principle of how a lightsaber works.
Yes,
it doesn't work.
No,
but it's still very cool.
Well, because
that's
like,
all it's meant to be.
Because when you actually
my rebuttal
at, like,
to that
the...
was, yeah, because everything else in Star Wars works.
Right. You need to see the BuzzFeed video about it. The guy's questioning why he made it, and he ends up, like, breaking down and is like, oh, you know, my kid, he wouldn't start shutting up about Darth Maul's saber, so I made this to impress him, and he won't shut up about it. And then the other guy gets all like, oh, I'm sorry, you know. And he goes up and hugs him, and then the dude activates it and just stabs him in the back with a little hilt guard, and it's kind of funny.
What? But
yeah, not so stupid now.
What?
Yeah, you got to look that up when you're done here.
I think the reason why they did that was to make the lightsaber memorable. It's a controversial lightsaber because people are going through the whole science of it, even though it's
right. It's kind of dumb fantasy. To do that. You don't need to do that.
Yeah, but it's a very memorable lightsaber, just the shape of it. It looks like a broadsword from medieval times. And that's what made Darth Maul so famous. It wasn't his red and black paint or the spikes on his head. It was the double lightsaber.
Yeah, it was
that's why
the
people
epic
remember
double
him.
Side.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was the fact that we were caught off guard with it, too. We never knew that he had that until we saw the movie.
Well, actually, they did reveal that in the trailer.
I was going to say, I thought
that
was in
the trailer.
We saw it
until the trailer. Yeah, it's a long time ago, but...
yeah, like 12 years.
Still the same effect, right?
Right.
So he's a memorable character that they didn't even... So they... brought him back to life just recently because they didn't want him to die off. I mean, it was kind of a weird thing to do, but yeah.
Yeah, you know. Thanks, Lucas.
Okay, yeah, but like, when
think
that...
I saying that, but yeah.
Yeah, I don't really know.
When the trailer came out for that movie, is it just me or did you guys feel like it was some random person making like their own teaser trailer, like a fake one?
It did seem a little fake to me at first. But
yeah,
I think
I had the same thought.
Yeah. I think it's just because it's done in a different style than we're used to, because Lucas had a very distinctive style with Star Wars. Because he was producer, he was director, and he was the studio. So everything that he wanted to do, that's how it was. And that's what really ruined the prequels, is because in those, he was Lucasfilm LTD, he was the director, and he was everything. He was end-all, be-all. But in the first three... he was the director, but he was not the studio. And he also had his wife, who then divorced him around 1990-something.
He didn't direct all of them. He directed the
fourth
one.
Right. He had very little creative say.
They ruined the careers of the other guys.
Right. But I'm just, I mean, his wife actually did convince him to keep quite a few things in those movies that actually ended up making them better, like the Kiss for Luck. Lucas thought that was cheesy and wanted to take it out, and that was actually, that really did add to it.
Yeah, it did.
And, yeah, it was a very good story element, Luke's little kiss for luck with Leia, and, you know, it's a good thing that she convinced him to keep that.
And we're also, like, because the trailer came out last year, so it's really early, because that was a year out at that point.
Right.
So, really, they're just teasing us.
Right, and there could be a lot of
touch-up. They revealed a couple of the characters. We never saw any of the original characters. We don't know what they look like, because everybody's been wanting to see how they all fared doing their personal training. Like, Mark Hamill really needed a personal trainer after doing years of voice work.
Fatty.
Okay, Mark and he Hamill looks a lot better now. Ugly dude.
Yeah, but he did lose a lot of weight. He looks a lot better
now.
Yeah,
I know.
I actually saw a picture of him. He was on the red carpet for Kingsman, because he's actually in that movie, The Kingsman. And he was sporting a nice beard, like a pointy beard, kind of like Obi-Wan.
Yeah, looking like old Ben.
And he was very skinny.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does look like old Ben now. It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
It's really cool. And I was excited for him, because he actually looks better than the other two now. And then I wanted to see what Carrie Fisher looks like.
She does not look good.
Nope.
She did not age well. Not to be mean, but like she just didn't age well.
No, she didn't. And Harrison Ford was doing all right until a few years ago, and then he just kind of tanked.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they didn't. Yeah, they just all didn't age well.
Poor Ford.
Yeah, so it's everybody just wants to see what they look like, but they didn't show us that. They're holding it back. They showed us, like, they revealed, like, three characters to us, which the guy in the stormtrooper suit, I can't remember his name, the girl on the motorcycle, the speeder.
Right.
Don't know her name either, because I forgot.
I don't think they even gave us names.
No,
they did.
Didn't.
I just can't. I can't. No, they did.
Oh, they did?
They revealed it in some odd way. I can't remember what it was. I think it was almost like trading cards. Like, they had, like, little trading cards on the internet. Like, hey, this is what this character is.
Oh, okay. Oh,
did not
like
know
they,
that.
Huh.
Yeah, I saw that, like, months ago. But and then they also revealed that the robot on the soccer ball.
You know, actually, I've heard a lot of hate about the soccer ball robot,
yeah.
And I like it. I think it's interesting. It's cool. It's science fantasy. It doesn't have to make sense or work. It just needs to look cool.
I just thought it was a funny-looking robot.
Well, I mean, come on, let's be honest. R2 is the most impractical robot ever.
No, I know.
What? No, R2-D2 is very...
No, his design, he's absolutely flawed. His little wheels that he rolls on are like the size of a pop can. He wouldn't be able to roll over anything significant. He'd get stuck on everything.
Okay, that's a bad point.
He's absolutely the most useless robot design ever, because out in space, those wheels wouldn't do him any good.
Like Tatooine.
Yeah, or like on Tatooine. How is he supposed to move on sand? Okay, he needs like big tires, not little plastic wheels or whatever they're made out of.
Yeah.
So
like,
whatever.
So in that trailer, they kind of set the comedic mood at first with the soccer ball robot and the guy in the stormtrooper suit looking really frantic. They set a very comedic tone for that trailer. And then we kind of get more serious, and then we see the Millennium Falcon flying through the air, and that's when we all kind of jump out of our seats and have the biggest nerd moment of our lives. So they did well with that trailer in the matter of speaking.
Okay. This is a little random here, but I'm browsing Reddit, R Gaming right now, and I just stumbled upon a picture that was submitted by SigSour93. Shout out to you. So this is funny. And it's what Far Cry 4 has taught me so far, and it says F Honey Badgers. Because Honey Badger don't care. I mean,
oh, man,
let's just be honest. That's funny.
I have not played that game yet, and I'm looking forward to it.
I want to, and I'm very excited to do Let's Plays in that with Matt, and actually it's not going to be Let's Play, it's going to be free time. But, yeah, we just finished recording our first episode of Free Time in Alien Isolation. I know, let's not talk a whole lot about it.
No, because I'm still irritated with that.
I know you're mad about the footage for it. It's been giving you some issues, but that game is absolutely terrifying. And I know it's gotten some mixed reviews, but the sound design and the level design for that game, phenomenal. It terrified two grown men.
It got nominated for a bunch of awards, too, so which is pretty fantastic, because the game actually didn't get good reviews that I can recall. So it's cool that they actually got nominated for design of the game.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, on the Xbox store, it does have quite a few good reviews, and I think it's just because it's been able to scare the living crap out of anybody.
Yeah, definitely, for
and,
sure.
Me and Matt put it on the hardest difficulty, I believe is Nightmare, right off the bat. Would not recommend that to anybody who does not know how to play the game. I'm not kidding you. We had like an hour and a half of footage of us just running around trying to figure out what the heck to do. We were stuck about 15 minutes into the game.
Congratulations.
Like, before you even met any other characters. Well, after you got off the first ship and right when you got onto the space station, and we could not figure out where to go. So we actually had to dump the first part of our game footage.
I think that's one of the reasons why I got not great reviews, was because it's just really hard to play. The layout wasn't very user-friendly either.
Well, yeah, but that's kind of part of the whole experience with it. It's very frantic and mixed. You have no idea what's going on.
No, but it was just like, it wasn't user-friendly. That was the thing. People were having a hard time playing it as a
I
game.
I guess.
Yeah, that's what I read. I've never played the game, so I couldn't really give...
It is a phenomenal game. And I'm back again to Far Cry. I'm very excited to play Far Cry 4. I'm actually probably going to be downloading that sometime this week. And while we're on video games and going back to Star Wars, the new Battlefront is slated to come out, what, this summer?
Something like that, yeah.
Sometime that... fourth quarter this year.
Fourth quarter? Okay.
Yeah, somewhat.
I'd been hearing third quarter.
Maybe.
Like early third quarter. But I'm really excited about it to see how DICE handles it. DICE has a really good reputation for especially Battlefield. And DICE also did, I believe, Medal of Honor, which was an all right game. I'm really excited because Battlefront had kind of a lackluster vehicle combat, and Star Wars is very ripe for vehicle combat, especially space battles. So I'm, you know, very excited to see what DICE will do with that, because DICE is fantastic vehicle combat implementation.
So I am currently looking up the date, the release date of that game, and,
yes, and?
It comes up with Holiday 2015.
Holiday 2015.
So fourth quarter, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be fourth quarter. Okay.
I'm excited to play the game as well, and I'm horrible at DICE
games.
Oh,
I know. You're absolutely atrocious.
I haven't played Battlefield very much, so I played the original Battlefield, so I was good at that game.
Yeah, Battlefield.
And then it completely changed in Battlefield 3.
Yeah, on the computer, we played Battlefield 2 and Battlefield a lot.
Yeah, which was fun game, and then I played Battlefield 3, and I wanted to kill myself because I didn't know what I was doing. Because it's such a complex game compared to original Battlefront.
It's just a lot different.
Battlefield. Yeah.
That's all. It's not that much more complex. It's just different in how things are laid out. They took away some aspects and added a couple of different. It's really good though. But yeah, I'm really excited for Battlefront. I'm sorry. I saw a picture on Reddit a while back. I think probably 2 or 3 months ago. That it was just a picture of the Battlefront logo, and it was on R Gaming. I do not remember who submitted it. I'm sorry, I can't give the shout out for this, but all it said was "Don't f this up." Sincerely, everyone.
Yes.
Because you know everybody's going to be absolutely livid if they basically just reskin Battlefield.
Yeah, pretty much.
So I'm really hoping they don't. And like you said on our last take that I so lovingly muted you for, I'm sorry. Really do hope they keep the option for third person at least, or even just force it on us.
I think they're going to take some time with this because it's such a precious thing that like people
like. Oh,
it's
very touchy.
It's very touchy. People are really touchy about Star Wars. It's such a huge thing for people. So they're going to really, it's like precious cargo for them.
Right. I really think Star Wars is one of the most beloved franchises of all time.
Absolutely.
Other than maybe Star Trek might be above that.
I don't know. That might be even.
No, Star Wars is absolutely above there.
I don't know. The Trekkies are pretty
well, yeah, they have their sides, but Star Wars really started the sci-fi genre.
Well, Star Trek has been around since before Star Wars.
Yes,
though.
It has.
Yeah, but during the 70s, Star Wars really blew up when they...
I guess you do have a point with that there.
Because in the 70s... I'm going to get into a little film knowledge here. During the 70s, they were really making these very realistic and emotional films that were kind of on the edge. Like, they were going away from, like, the more appropriate types of films and then getting into more young adult, on the edge, very edgy type of films that were not as appropriate. Like, you couldn't take your kids to see this. And a lot of adults didn't want to see this because it's just so blatantly wrong,
like,
to them.
Some of those raunchy 1930s scenes.
Oh, I'm not going to get to that. This is the 70s. And so there's a lot of drugs, alcohol, and sex in that in the 70s movies.
Sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
Basically, oh, yeah. In the movie. And then Star Wars comes out, and it's like a family-friendly thing that you can take your kids, and it's just, it's new because it's sci-fi, and it was just a spectacle. It had a bunch of special effects, and it was just incredibly different from what people were used to, so it blew up the box office.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Film Consultant, for that one.
So you guys might like this. I'm reading up on the Battlefront game. And it says, in late October 2014, it was revealed that the game would be released Christmas 2015, tying in with the release of Star Wars The Force Awakens.
That is actually a smart marketing move.
Yes, it is. I was just like, oh, wow, that's interesting. But just to change the subject, because we've been on this for a while.
Yes, we have.
Kind of going off of the Star Wars thing. Remember when in, like, let's say, like, what was it, the second and third films, remember how they would communicate to each other?
Yes, their little comm things.
Their little, like, no, like the little hologram things.
Oh, yeah,
remember
yeah,
that?
Yeah.
So did you guys know holograms might actually be the next big thing?
Yes, I heard a little about this. And you know what I'm really, really excited for? More excited than Chris Damaris was for robot cars is Cortana. I really think Cortana might be a real thing for us.
Okay, that's not even what I was going after, but okay.
Okay, no, now think about this. Halo comes out, right, around 2000.
Yes.
Introduces the idea of this holographic AI.
Yep.
That helps out Master Chief. So now here we are in 2014, I believe, they announced Cortana for the personal assistant for Microsoft Windows phones, right?
Yep.
Well, now with the advent of actual hologram technology, what are you thinking the chances are that Microsoft is going to try and incorporate this?
I don't know. I could totally see it.
Because wouldn't that just be the most amazing thing to think that more than 20 years ago, because I'm thinking this won't happen for another 5 or 6 years.
Well,
but more than
have you seen the HoloLens?
I haven't seen it yet, but I don't think Microsoft will implement it for another 5 or 6 years.
The
HoloLens,
they've pretty much already got complete. And here shortly, they're going to be doing some testing, like where people who are signed up will get like an email or whatever and let them know that they've been selected to go and test it out. And
I mean, that'll be awesome.
Like, literally, when I heard about this, I was like doing everything I can to be on those lists and stuff like that.
But, I mean, where I was going with this is think about how amazing that would be to think that, you know, 20-something years ago, Microsoft had this idea and it actually came to life. I mean, that's just how amazingly fast technology has progressed in
our generation.
It's scary. I mean, it really is.
Yeah, it is.
And they'll definitely take advantage of the Cortana aspect.
Exactly.
The Halo games were such a huge thing.
Yeah, Halo is almost as big as Star Wars' franchise, I would argue.
Halo is so big that people are still buying the old Halo games for their Xbox One.
Yeah, the Master Chief Collection came out, and I was half tempted to buy it. I've never actually played Halo myself.
It's actually pretty good.
I've heard a lot of good things about it. I was half tempted to buy it myself just to be able to play it all on one console.
Yeah, I would definitely recommend maybe doing it.
And they have a fifth one coming out. I don't know when.
I heard this.
I thought they were done.
Fall?
No, they are. They released a trailer for the fifth one.
Really? Yep, Halo 5. I've been hearing this fall, if I'm not mistaken.
I have not heard about that.
Yeah, our Twitter feed was blowing up with it a couple of days ago.
Oh, okay.
IGN was posting a lot about it.
Yeah, well, the last couple of days I've also been in bed.
Well, you are lazy. You should get out of bed.
No, I was going downhill.
You're going downhill?
Downhill.
You were aging?
What?
You were aging. That's like, no, whatever.
I don't know. No, I was having like the really bad migraine and whatnot. So.
Oh, okay, yeah. That kind of sucks.
Yeah, and so like that's like I still have like the migraine.
Well, Anthony sucks though,
and it's been like 3 days. Hey, no negativity.
They kind of equal out.
Whatever.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, but continuing on games, I got a friend here who's going to be doing some stuff with us, hopefully soon. Perry.
Platypus.
Yes, Perry, and you like to say the platypus. He likes to play Minecraft very much. He plays it on the PC. There's just one issue that I have with how he plays. He plays with mods.
And that absolutely is a cardinal sin almost as much as a dig down.
Cardinal sin.
It is a cardinal sin for Minecraft.
Because it's so dumb. It's like I was watching him, and he does like some weird like key code. And all of a sudden, you can see all of the stuff that like you want to. Like, here's exactly where diamond is. Here's where iron is. Here's where the lava is and water is, like, underground and stuff like that. It's like, really?
It takes out all of the fun of the exploration of Minecraft.
Exactly.
I mean, if you're going to do it that way, you might as well just play in creative mode. That's what it's for.
That's really what it is. And it just bugs me to no end. But then the worst part is, he'll be, like, on servers, and he's using it.
See, that's upsetting. The only real mods that I support are things that actually add
exactly
a lot of
like,
things like Tekkit or Galacticraft. Those are actually fun mods.
Those,
they add a lot more to the
those
game.
Those are more what I would consider a DLC. It's adding to the game.
It's not really DLC, though. It's just a total mod.
Well,
yeah. A lot of mods are like that, where it's like an addition to the game, but it's still a mod.
Like a lot of Skyrim stuff where they patch the graphics to look almost photorealistic.
Yeah.
Or make it so your horse goes as fast as a, like, Ferrari. I saw Matt had that on his laptop once, and it was hilarious.
Ferrari.
Yeah, I'm not kidding you. He was able to get from, like, one side of the map to the other in, like, a minute. It was absolutely insane.
That's hilarious.
I mean, his horse was, like, hitting mountains and just, like, flying off of it. It was hilarious. Yeah, like, he'd hit a little rock or a log and go flying, like, 500 feet in the air.
And this was on
his laptop in Skyrim.
We had this conversation last week of me.
I know we did. Matt has no life.
But
he was able to complete all it on like four different things.
The
PS3 of his laptop and his 360. And I think he may have done it on desktop as well.
Yeah. He played. So I still don't understand Skyrim.
Yeah.
I never attempted to play it because I don't have that kind of time.
Caleb,
I actually
tried
that,
to get into it. And
Caleb, that game would be the death of you.
It really would.
You play.
Especially the way I play games, too.
Yeah, because you have to get every single collectible before leaving an area. You play, and that absolutely upsets me as well as the way Anthony plays, which we discussed last week, because I just kind of play through the story and then go back and get everything later.
Well, there will be times where I just get tired of exploring one area and I'll move. Like, I eventually do that, but if it's easy collectibles, I will stay and get them before I leave.
Yeah, I can see that. But the game is so hard to 100% that it would probably bug the crap out of you.
It really would. At that point, I just quit.
Rage quit.
Yeah, that's me a lot of times. I really do want to start doing a Rage Quit-esque series, but we need to come up with a different title for it because there are too many other people on YouTube calling their stuff Let's Plays and Rage Quit and stuff like that. We need to come up with unique titles,
exactly,
which is why I titled our me and Matt, when we play just our single-player games with two people, titled it Free Time because it's what we do in our free time.
And kind of what we're doing as a business.
Yeah, pretty much. Everything we're doing is in our spare time because we all have actual lives to tend to. Hopefully things will change soon. I'm actually, good news for the viewers, I'm actually in the process of turning this into an actual LLC so we can actually have a business for this.
Yeah.
So we're actually getting serious about things, guys.
That'll be nice.
Yeah.
Right. A little awkward silence there. Everybody kind of staring at each other like, okay, who's talking?
Sorry, I was taking a drink.
Well, no food.
I was zoning out.
Well, you should not do that. I'll be brutally honest. You should not.
Yeah, probably shouldn't do that.
Okay, so moving on. Anthony, next list item.
So I have a quick question for you, Logan. When you were working at the, what was it, Van Single or whatever?
Yes.
Okay. Did you have any major malfunctions?
I did, actually, one time. I was running the audio board for a dance competition on a weekend. I was the lead audio guy for a lot of things. At least lead student. There was one audio guy above me who we brought in a lot, but he was not able to be there, so I was running audio. And what do you know? Our entire audio system went down.
Oh, man.
You know how we have everything routed from the board, then through the amp racks, and then through London Architect?
Yep.
Okay. The computer server that ran London, it just died. It keeled over and died. So we had no sound. The amps were on. The amps were getting audio. But because London was down, I couldn't get the audio through to any of the main speakers.
Oh, no.
And we actually had to just shut down our audio system for the vent single and run it through the dance comp's little puny powered PV speakers, which was actually hilarious. And I actually had one of the lead audio tech guys from the DeVos Hall there trying to help me figure this out, and even he was puzzled.
Okay.
Was this for Dance Moms?
No, not for Dance Moms.
Because I remember Dance Moms was actually the Van Single.
Yeah, that was just B-roll footage.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was a very major malfunction, and that actually scared the crap out of me. I thought I had messed up, because all of a sudden nothing was coming out of the speakers. I'm like, I didn't touch anything. So I was really confused as to what was going on. This guy comes up to me and he's like, well, I used to work at the DeVos for like 20 years. Do you guys need some help here? I'm like, yes, please. At that point, I was still mostly learning all the ins and outs of that end of the system. I knew how to run the board, but I was still kind of learning how London functioned and all that.
Yeah. I had something somewhat similar, but it was very, very nerve-wracking. Happened to me not too long ago.
All right. So what happened?
So pretty much we had two shows, one after another. One was a three-day event where, like, for all the music that was going to be played for, like, these concert-type things, we went through, because I was doing lighting and, like, the intelligent, so we were doing moving and whatnot. And pretty much what we did was we went through and we just said, okay, at this point I want it to do this, at this point I want it to do that, you know. So pretty much for those 3 days, everything worked fine, you know, whatever. Right. For the next show, it was for Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Pretty much we were like, okay, so we really don't know what they're going to be doing because we were bringing outside people in. We said, okay, we're going to pretty much say, here's what we're going to do, or whatever. I don't know how to explain it. It was pretty much we were running it live.
Right.
So we didn't have anything programmed. And so because I was actually being trained on this board, because I haven't ever used this board, for that show, the guy who's been there, like, helping me the entire time, decided to go to Kansas.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Exactly. So,
but there's nothing there.
No, there's Brandon there.
So
in the Wizard of Oz.
The day of the actual show.
Oz isn't in Kansas.
The day of the actual show.
The Wizard of Oz.
I went in to go fix one of the effects that we had set for the live, you know. And
right.
I went in, turned everything on, and I had nothing.
Oh, that's scary.
Like, so pretty much these lights, what they'll do is they go through this initiation thing when they turn on. And they would do that. And then what they do is they will point down when they have data coming to it. They were not, okay. There was no data coming to it.
That's a little frightening.
So we had the digital processor, and what we did was, like, we turned it on and off, you know, and stuff like that, or off and then back on, and it didn't help.
I mean, that usually helps 98% of the time.
Exactly. And so, like, we had, like, the people, like, that we were renting all the equipment from, like, we had a guy there, and we were, like, he was on the phone with people from the actual company also. And pretty much my boss has looked at me and like, you haven't had dinner yet. Go get dinner and we're going to work on it. And pretty much what we ended up finding out was we didn't turn it off long enough.
So that like keep it off for 30 seconds is actually mandatory.
Yes, it is. We found that out.
Long story short.
Yeah, exactly. It was the scariest moment of my life.
So, moral of the story, folks, read the owner's manual.
Oh, I read that manual 3 times.
So you're supposed to leave it off for the full duration of the whatever they tell you.
It never went over that.
Well, that's a load of crap.
It's funny because no one ever reads the owner's manual.
I know, nobody ever does, or the instructions, and it's like...
Well, we're do-it-yourself kind of people.
It's because men.
You know, that might help if you... right? Well, it might help if people would actually read, but of course, Americans can't be bothered to read.
I don't know how.
Well, I mean, you were homeschooled for a while.
Like, a year.
Yeah, and that 1 year tainted you.
I wouldn't... throw punches at the homeless, the homeschool.
Caleb. Gosh.
I mean, hey, I will be the first to admit that anybody who went to public school most likely can't read out loud very well.
There's some of the smartest people I've ever met, with the exception of a few, went to homeschool.
I'm just not going to throw out any names, but there's a certain Gustafson
who... You just threw up a name. You just threw out a name.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you... Gustafson's a name.
Yeah, but there's a certain one. Nobody knows who. But he's not the brightest.
But that's not... You said you wouldn't throw out a name.
Well, I do say things and then go back on them. We covered that last week.
All right.
you missed a lot last week.
Yeah, you did. You should probably actually go listen to the podcast last week, Caleb.
I mean, don't you think that's a little conceited, listening to our own content?
Yeah, but you know... I'm conceited, so.
That's who you are. That's why we made you do your own shout-out.
Pretty much.
Nah, Caleb, you're a great guy. We all love you.
I try.
In a non-homosexual way.
All right.
So.
I mean, you're just going to accept that?
That's too bad.
So, I did something that has been well-needed for probably, like, the past couple years. And Caleb's going to hate it. I went through, and I didn't start at the very, very beginning, but I started at, like, season, I think it was 4 or 5, of Friends and watched it all the way through.
Oh, you should have started at the very beginning. I started at the very beginning.
The only issue is season 3 is awful.
It's really not that bad.
It's not the greatest. So I was just like, you know what, let's just skip past the not-so-great seasons and get into the better seasons and just continue from there.
I mean, the best season by far is the one where, with the episodes where Joey and Chandler adopt the duck and the goose. not the goose, the chicken.
Yes.
I mean, they were absolutely a gay couple for the duration of the duck and chicken.
I have a quick question.
Yes.
Can we get a duck and a chicken?
We're not a gay couple. But when we do get an office, yes, we can get a duck and a chicken.
Yes.
I have nothing to add to this.
If it's going to be negative towards Friends.
Yeah, don't even talk.
I am not.
If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all.
Not a fan. Sorry.
We're going to like geek out over Friends here while you just kind of sit there in your hatred.
Well, you know, and then there's... I talk about movies, and you guys are just lost because I'll talk about things that you don't even know, so...
Well, you know, we don't all have money to go to school for film.
I'm not paying for it.
So you just kind of showed up?
No, I'm paying for it. I was joking.
Oh, okay.
I say, how does that work?
I need to know your secrets, Caleb.
Right. I need free college.
Dave Ramsey. No.
Dave Ramsey. Shout out to Dave.
I mean, for a guy that's been bankrupt, what, 3 times?
Like 3 or 4.
3 or 4 times.
Yeah, he learned his lesson.
Yeah, he knows how to make money.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to be broke to know how to not be broke.
What if he actually is broke and he's just giving us bad advice?
Wait, if that was a valid reason to not to know how to not be broke, wouldn't you have learned your lesson by now, Logan?
Doesn't mean I actually implement it.
Oh, okay.
I mean, yeah, I know how to not be broke. Don't spend my money on pointless things and impulse buys. Doesn't mean I do
like
it.
Like your Jeep.
Let's not talk about that. I'm still upset about the clutch.
Okay, I don't think Coming I know about that, but okay.
Clutch.
Yeah, the clutch decided to give out on me. I think the whole plate shattered, and I decided to just sell it because it was a 1997 Jeep that was nickel and diming me to death. So I sold it to start this company.
Woo! Coming in clutch.
Okay. I didn't know that you sold it.
Yeah, I did. It was a really sad moment. I watched it get trailered away by some guy, and it was emotional. There was a little piece of me that went away with that Jeep.
Yeah.
For all you Jeep haters out there, you can suck a knob.
You can
door knob, to be specific.
You can kiss the lower part of the back of the canister, which is
that's
my
pretty
back.
Unhealthy.
That's not what I said. I said there ain't a pack of menthols on this planet.
Oh, my word.
Oh,
moving
great
on.
Great show. Yeah, we all know Caleb doesn't really like Family Guy.
Don't like that either. Yeah.
He doesn't like Seth MacFarlane.
I don't like TV.
Yeah, you have a hatred for TV.
There's certain TV.
You a film supremacist?
No, I like good TV.
Oh, you're totally a film supremacist.
I like film better, but you know.
Caleb, tell me, what is there that is actually good on TV?
Arrow.
Well, either you're talking about comic book adaptations. Those are cheesy, but they're fun to watch. There's a difference between fun and, like, good quality. Arrow's got some good writing every once in a while, but sometimes they get really cheesy. Same with The Flash. Flash is really fun to watch, but it's just extremely cheesy because they don't really go into the seriousness of it. They really do the suspension of disbelief.
Okay, well, you can't tell me that Lost wasn't good.
I never saw Law, so I couldn't
Neither
tell
did
you.
I, but I know it had a very huge following.
Good job, Logan.
I just wanted to do that. A little bit
yeah,
of humor.
But then you get TV shows like Breaking Bad, which is critically acclaimed.
Never watched it.
Oh, I saw the greatest thing ever on
it's
Reddit.
It's great. It's fantastic. And now they have a spinoff now.
Better Call Saul.
And it's like a comedy and with the same kind of tone to it. So, and it's doing very well, supposedly. I have not seen it yet, but it looks pretty awesome.
I think I might have to actually watch Breaking Bad before I start watching Better Call Saul.
Probably.
Okay, speaking of Breaking Bad, did you guys see on Reddit the post about Breaking Bad being done?
I did not.
There was a post, and it was like, for all the people who were fans of Breaking Bad, it was just their reaction. It was like, finally, a TV series that actually ended a TV series right and really good. And then for all the people who didn't like or wasn't a fan of Breaking Bad, they're just like, yay, now we don't have to keep hearing about Breaking Bad.
You know,
that's just comment sections in general. It'll always be an argument. Just go YouTube and it can ruin your day.
Okay, now speaking of TV shows and bad endings, good endings, I just finished up How I Met Your Mother. And yeah, I know I'm a little bit behind, but I think we're safe to talk about this. It's been on Netflix for like a year and a half, 2 years now. I don't even know.
Yeah.
So sorry if this is a spoiler, but the way that show ended was absolutely terrible. I hated it. It like that whole like last half of the last season was just terrible. The fact that they killed off the mother and got him together with Robin, just it was seriously like who wrote that?
I mean, you could say that Friends had an awful ending.
With Friends, though, it was more everybody that you knew and wanted to get together did, and they all moved on with their lives. And that's kind of bittersweet, but that's how things happen.
Yeah.
But whereas with How I Met Your Mother, like that whole time they were hinting at it, that it was Robin, but they denied it at every step of the way. They denied that he was ever going to end up with Robin until the very end. Whereas in Friends with Rachel and Ross, you knew that was going to happen, and they continually got together and broke up and got back together. They had a kid. You knew it was coming. There was no denial to it. but in How I Met Your Mother, they absolutely denied that Ted and Robin would be getting together, and especially with how Robin and Barney got together, and then Barney reverted back to his old ways. It was just very upsetting, because they had such a dynamic to his character, and then they absolutely just demolished his character dynamic.
Okay, so I think we've only got time for about one more okay. topic.
And let's go back to video games, just to.
Okay, Anthony, do we have anything else on video games?
Video games, not really. The only thing that I had left is the fact that now that you have the iPhone 6, are you going to get the Apple Watch?
I will not be buying an Apple Watch.
Okay, because like I have the Gear 2, and I mean, I absolutely love it. And there's so many people out there who are like doing things like that and like the Fitbit.
Yeah, I really don't think I'll be getting the Apple Watch. Maybe I'll play around with it, but I don't think I'll get it.
No?
It just seems like one more piece of technology for me to lose and or break.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So, Caleb, you wanted to go back to video games. Did you
Well, I was reading earlier, and people were really excited about this year because apparently it's a really big year for video games, because last year was lackluster. People did not enjoy what they got.
Well, there wasn't a whole lot out, and it was a big console release, so it wasn't really focused on game release.
I agree with that, but a lot of people were just complaining about just the things that came out last year. Like, the big one that I know of was Assassin's Creed Unity.
Assassin's Creed was very broken when it came out. There was a lot of frame rate dropping glitches and just a lot of general animation glitching,
which we did go over last week too.
We did talk about this a lot more in detail last week.
I'm excited though for this year. They got some good games. Like, I like debating game of the year. Like, I was debating probably either between Arkham Knight and Uncharted 4 is what I think. I don't know, you guys have opinions.
And your PlayStation 4.
Yeah, his PlayStation exclusives. I don't know. I've heard a lot of good things about Far Cry 4, so that might be.
Arkham Knight isn't a PlayStation exclusive.
Well, yeah, but Uncharted.
Uncharted.
Is.
Yeah, but Uncharted's won Game of the Year every time.
Yeah, it is a pretty good game.
It's a fabulous game.
So it definitely sounded like you said fagless to me, not fabulous.
Fabulous.
I'm just gonna point that out. I'm sorry.
You know, audio.
That's just what it sounded like, yeah. Because I've got Caleb in my earbud, so I can hear
I'm
him.
Literally in your ear.
Yep, Caleb is in my ear right now. Just because we're Skyping with Anthony, so unfortunately for us to both hear him and him to hear both of us, we have to all be on the same call, and I do not know how to mute only Caleb. So if anybody knows how to do that,
that would actually
please
be very helpful.
Leave a comment. Yes, that would be.
I don't think you can.
I don't think you can either, but
that'd
if somebody
be really
knows.
Pointless. For Skype's purposes, you're supposed to be able to talk to people, but then you want to mute them.
Well, like, you can, there's a way that you can mute on Skype.
Yeah, you mute everybody. I don't think you can just mute one
person. No, you mute your own mic, but
okay.
Yeah, I don't think I can do what I want to do, but if anybody does know, it'd be nice.
So, I'm looking at some upcoming games right now, and what is this, does anyone know anything about Homefront, The Revolution?
I've not heard anything about it.
Homefront is a first-person shooter from what I know. Actually, Matt has knowledge of this game because he's played it. But Homefront was, from what I know, it was like an alternate universe.
Okay.
Yeah, it was just a first-person shooter from what I know.
Okay.
Like a battle taking place on American soil, if I remember correctly. I don't know, though, completely. So don't quote me on that.
I mean, it kind of looks like I'm looking at it, and it almost looks like a GTA, but also then like first-person shooter type of thing going on here.
Right. Okay, I know you said we had time for only one more thing. We're going to run a little bit over today.
We still got a little bit of time.
Yeah, have you seen anything on Reddit about this guy who plans on dropping like some billion copies of The Interview on North Korea?
Where is that? Because I kind of want to look that up.
I don't remember what subreddit I saw. Just look it up. Airdrop Interview North Korea. I'm sure you can find it on Google. But this guy plans on getting a few helicopters to or not helicopters, helium balloons. He's going to fill up helium balloons with DVD copies, or tie them to the balloons, rather, with copies of the interview on DVD, and just set them free over North Korea for the people to watch and see whether or not they think it was a good movie or not.
Huh.
Which I think is kind of a funny idea, but I'm not sure how well that'll go over in the political scene.
It won't go well.
No, it really won't.
I don't think North Korea will tolerate it. I think they might just shoot them down.
But he, he's got the go-ahead, the green light to do it, so it's happening.
Hmm.
I don't think it's a good idea.
It probably isn't, but it's still funny.
It's very funny.
It's definitely a very American thing to do. Like, haha, guess what? We're doing what we want because we're America, and we can.
Well, they do need to slap some sense in North Korea, but that...
They need to, like, loosen up their sphincter a little bit.
And it's just be... yeah, whatever.
They're a little bit too tight, butthole.
Okay.
Look, their sphincter's clenched, like, all the time, man. Korea's tense.
Yeah, actually, I'm reading up on it, and it's actually someone from North Korea that's actually going to be doing this.
Is it?
Yes. What it is apparently he's partnered with a U.S.-based nonprofit human rights foundation.
Okay.
And he's pretty much, like, from what it looks like and what I'm reading, it looks like he's, like, going to be, he's getting it started with 100,000 DVDs and USBs with the movie.
Okay.
This guy's going to get arrested.
Nah,
he'll be fine.
Does he live in North Korea?
Does not say where he lives. I'm guessing...
Because if he lives in America, he'll be fine. But if he lives in North Korea, he's going to be incarcerated.
I'm guessing he's living, like, in America.
Pulling a Snowden.
Trying to get this all, like, to happen. But really, I'm not sure.
I mean, I think it's a cool idea.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'd like to close with that. So, I'd like to thank everybody for watching or listening.
Yes.
And don't forget to like and subscribe and follow us on Twitter at Barking Rat Media and check out our GoFundMe campaign on www.gofundme.com/barkingratmedia.
Let's thank our sponsors. Oh, wait.
We don't have any yet. I mean, we're only 2 podcasts in, so.
Yeah.
Can't really do an ad read or anything like that.
No, we should.
I'd like to thank nobody because nobody sponsors our podcast yet. If you want to sponsor us, please do and feel free to contact us. Just leave a comment or something. We'll read them.
Yep.
So,
eventually.
Eventually. So with that, thanks for watching everybody and, tune in next week for another edition of the Barking Rat Media podcast.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.